This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Metro got its first snow of the season this morning. National Weather Service measurements taken at Denver International Airport show about a third of an inch had fallen by 9 o'clock. This is the first year Denver has ever gotten its first snow after November. Strong winds and cold weather will linger all day. The highs forecast around 32 degrees. Governor Jared Polis says the state needs to review its wildfire investigation capabilities. This follows a CPR News investigation. Reporter Ben Marcus has more.
CPR found that fewer than half of the human-caused wildfires in Colorado since 2000 had a known cause, the worst rate among western states. Polis told Colorado Matters that most wildfires are accidental, but the state still must do more to identify specific causes.
I think we have to have a real conversation about what resources are needed, given the numbers of fires we're having and the increased incidents at both the local level and the state level, to hold people accountable.
Polis noted that locals have jurisdiction on wildfire investigations, but that the state only has one full-time investigator to provide assistance. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A former Idaho Springs police officer involved in tasing an unarmed 75-year-old man pled guilty to third-degree assault yesterday. Former officer Nicholas Hanning and another officer contacted Michael Clark at his apartment after a 911 call from a neighbor. Clark suffered a stroke during the arrest and has had medical problems since, according to his lawyer. Hanning will be sentenced in January. This is CPR News and KRCC.